Hello, everybody. This is Dr. Alex Avila with Love University, and we're back. I'm a clinical psychologist, author, and speaker, and here we're talking about relationships, love, and self-esteem, how to love yourself, others, and a higher nature. And each week, we have a different topic, and we've been very fortunate to have some great guests this month. And one of the ones we have today, I'm very interested in talking to, this is Coach Greta, and Coach Greta is coming from far away. She's a relationship expert, primarily for women, to help them find their Prince Charming. Greta, how are you doing?
Hi, Alex. I'm really good. Thank you. Thank you for inviting me.
Yes,
it's
definitely.
It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes, you have a lovely accent, and I'm wondering where it's from, because I know you live in London, but it sounds a little different. Where are you from originally?
So originally, I am from Lithuania, but I lived in Ireland for 8 years. I lived in UK for about 8 years. I lived in Switzerland for a year. So my accent is a big mix of everything.
Ireland. Okay. So, you know, we just had in the States St. Patrick's Day. So I hope you have green.
Yeah,
on, so
I
we
know,
don't pinch you.
I know. Okay. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah. Thank you. Did you guys celebrate over there in London too? Or is that just an Irish?
I was actually very, very busy. So I didn't have time to celebrate. Okay. But okay. Yeah, if I was in Ireland, that would be... I would have to
Of course. So, Greta, I understand, you're very well known in helping women and coaching and relationships. And you have some very interesting material. And you talk about what we call the doormat versus the queen. And I think you define the doormat as a woman who is needy, clingy, insecure. She chases guys and pursues men. And you talk about the queen as a woman of high value who is not clingy. And when you said the one that she chases the man, the crown doesn't fall off. Tell us a little
exactly.
bit about that.
Exactly. How does it work? The way I would describe a doormat is a girl who has low self-esteem, who puts her happiness on somebody else's, who is needy, clingy, controlling, possessive, insecure, who cannot control her emotions, who... puts a man on a pedestal and who kind of gives her life for the guy, gives away her life for the guy. Like sometimes girls start dating a guy and in the beginning we have their own life, we have friends, we're doing their own thing, and then we start dating a guy and make the guy into their whole life. Okay, so this is what the doormat usually does. And also, we usually chase guys, and the more you chase guys, as they say, the crown falls off.
Okay.
And the woman of high value is the opposite. The woman of high value does not chase man. She chases her dreams. She chases her goals. She puts herself first. She values and respects herself. She practices the control of her emotions. So she is not needy, clingy, controlling, possessive, and so on. And this is very, very attractive. And so these kind of are like the basic differences between a doormat and a dream girl or a woman of high value, as I would say.
Okay, that's very interesting. So now you mentioned the word clingy and even needy. Now, I've had some interesting guests recently, and also for males, too, the idea that a man who's also very clingy and needy, that's not very attractive. But recently, I had a gentleman on who's a relationship expert, and he actually had an interesting, almost like a paradoxical take, something opposite. He said that it's actually okay to be needy at times, and that in some ways, neediness can be a positive, because we do need each other, for love and relationships. And there is almost a genetic desire, right, to bond with someone. And to have someone that can watch your back and help you. So, Greta, what do you think of that idea? Is neediness good in some doses? How would you classify that?
I think it needs to be in healthy levels. I think it's up to us to satisfy our needs. And it's up to us to make ourselves happy. So, as we said before, if we put our happiness on someone else, we lose ourselves. So if we are behaving needy towards the other person, it's because we are expecting them to make us happy, is because we needing the attention. So if you're overdoing it, it's just going to break your relationship. It's just not going to satisfy your relationship because you're losing yourself. So in small doses, yes, of course, you know, we all need a bit of reassurance and we need to feel loved and cherished and respected, but there has to be the right boundaries for it, not to exceed them, you know, like, so you're not over chasing the guy. For example, if you're texting him, you know, all day long and he's not replying to you, that's already needy and it's considered to be crazy, you know. But if, let's say, you know, a guy says to you, like, I really like you, and you're responding to him saying, like, I really like you too, and, you know, it's different. You know, it's yes, different. So you give it,
the right balance.
Balance.
Yeah, yes, the balance. The key. I think you're saying overdoing it is the problem when it becomes
excessive.
But I mean, let's say that, you know, you're sick, you know, with a cold, and your partner brings you some chicken soup or something, or you know, I feel sad today, I need a hug, things like that.
Yeah, of course.
Right. So there's, you know,
of course,
a certain...
that's natural. That's, yes, exactly. That's totally normal.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so, you know, having needs to a certain extent, you know, being met, you know, by someone else, you could say, by your partner, and then you meet their needs as well. That could be a positive. But you're talking about...
That's very positive. But yes. The problem is that man and woman have different love needs. And this is where the problem happened, because we as girls, because of, like, we, for example, enjoy security, safety, nurturing, caring, sharing, talking about our feelings and emotions. And when we love a guy, we automatically give him what we enjoy, which is nurturing, caring, talking about our feelings and emotions. And we don't realize that this could not be a primarily need of love for a man. Okay, and this is where we go wrong. So if we give him love, but by meeting his needs, which are totally different from woman's needs, then that's perfect. But first you need to get into the psychology and differences between guys and girls to give him what he needs and not what you need. You know what I mean?
It's that's a good point, yeah. And, you know, Greta, I've worked a lot with, you know, psychological personality types. And, you know, I've written some books like Love Types and Guy Types. And I mean, I think, you know, there is a certain kind of male that is what we call the feeling male. Now, this kind of male actually loves nurturing and loves to both give and receive that. So in that case, would you recommend a woman to be nurturing to that kind of man? Let's say that he responds to emotional cues. And let's say that about one third of men are feelers, let's say, emotional style. What's your advice for dealing with a feeling male for your ladies?
I would say it's like this. As long as you're not over chasing, not overdoing, like if a guy is coming to you and he's talking about his feelings, he is pursuing you, of course, you know, it's safe, and I would either encourage to give back and acknowledge it and be nice with it. But if he is not talking about his feelings, if when you're opening up, he's pulling away, then you're obviously dealing with more of an alpha guy who's not really into that stuff. So it just really depends on the guy, and you test these things through as the relationship goes along, you know?
Yes.
So yeah, that's what I would say. I would never tell a girl to ignore a guy in order to be a challenge. The way I say it, you cannot be a doormat and you cannot be a bitch. Okay, because these two, they don't work. You need to be in between. So you need to keep the right balance. So, you know, like, you let a man pursue you and you follow kind of the lead, his lead. That's what works the most, basically. Okay. At the same time, you control your emotions.
Yes, in psychology, we call that matching and mirroring. Where
if
he's a little more logical, I mean, you might resonate with his logical side, maybe be a little more analytical. If he's more emotional, you might match that as well. And the key, though, is being authentic. I think because, you know, we have some advice we hear that it says, you know, play certain kind of almost like manipulative games, you know, don't call him back and play hard to get.
I think it's not really about don't call back or play hard to get. It's, let's say, if you feel like you overgave, like, and, you know, like, you've been too needy, let's say, and you feel like he is pulling away a little bit, you know, it could be that you gave away too much of your power. So now he feels like he needs to pull away a bit. You know, when you kind of overgive. So the next thing to do is to get a bit of power back, because relationship is all about the right balance. So when the balance goes up and down, then he's got more power than you do. He's not going to love you as much. Okay, I'm not sure. Am I making sense right now for you to understand?
Tell us more about that.
You know, so for example, if you are, if you overgave, the good thing is to pull back a little bit, okay, and to keep a bit of mystery, so you're not constantly overgiving and he's not getting overwhelmed by you. All right.
Okay.
So I would say at the same time, when it comes to manipulative games, as you say, when you think about it, like, mystery is the power of seduction. Okay. Nobody falls in love with an open book, or an open book gets boring after a while. So, for example, if a guy asks you, like, how are you? How was your day? You can keep it a bit fun and entertaining and not give him your whole life story or your whole day story in that one essay sentence. You can give it in little, you know, in little bits. So he says, like, hi, how was your day? And you say, like, oh, it was really good. Thank you. How was yours? And then the next question is like, oh, so what you've been up to? And you can say, like, oh, I had, you know, had such a fun time with a friend. And then he's like, so which friend? You know, so you're kind of having this little conversation, and you as a woman feel that he cares because he keeps questioning you about your day. But if he says, how was your day? And you give him your whole essay, well, everything is on the plate. You're an open book. And basically the conversation is finished. And you know what I mean?
Yes, I understand what you're saying. So it's basically being able to give a certain amount of yourself and matching the other person's energy. You know, if someone comes to you and they're very sad and you're extremely joyful and optimistic, that could be a sometimes grating on the person because it's a whole different energy. But if you can match a little bit of their sadness, you know, I understand that.
Of course. Well, you need to be empathetic. You know,
yes.
I'm not telling girls to,
yes.
You know, all I'm saying is it's good to be positive and it's good to be happy. And,
Let me change the topic a little bit. So let's say, one of your phrases is, how does a man test a woman? So what kind of things do guys do to test a woman? And what can she do about it?
Okay, so this was based, actually, my first video was about why men test girls. And guys test girls to see, is she needy? Is she clingy? Is she controlling? Is she jealous? Does she get insecure? Is she basically crazy? Okay, because none of the guys wants a crazy girl. And we hear it so much. Oh my God, my ex was crazy. My previous ex was really crazy. And that girl is crazy. And this girl is crazy. And all the women are crazy, right? So we hear this all the time. So a guy will test you to see what kind of girl you are. Can you control your emotions? Because a man does not want a child who goes crazy and loses the emotional control, but he wants a girl who can stand on her 2 feet and have a logical solution when he tries to push her button.
Greta, when you said the word crazy, you know, we use psychological personality disorders, for example, like the drama queen, the narcissist, and things like that.
Yeah.
Are you referring to mental kind of issues in that sense, or do you mean
else? Like more, a bit more lighthearted things. But I think, you know, when it comes to personality disorders or narcissistic things, I think all of us have some of these, you know, and I think knowledge is power. And the more we know, the safer we are, and we can use that information not to be walked all over, basically.
Okay, but the term crazy, I mean, let's say a man does not want a crazy woman, I'm sure she doesn't want a crazy man. So unless they're both crazy, but who knows?
doesn't work, man.
that could be interesting. But how? I mean, what are the elements that he's trying to find out that she hopefully shouldn't have? What are the elements? I think you said something like being overly emotional is one. What else would you say is crazy?
Let's say getting jealous. So, for example, he might sometimes push your buttons and see, are you going to get jealous, right?
Yes.
And if you will react to the situations where he's trying to make you jealous, you basically just gave him a candy for his bad behavior, because you're showing how much he affected you and how upset you are. So the best thing to do in this situation is not to react, because if a guy is trying to make you jealous in front of your face, it's basically because he is begging for reaction. You know, if he actually planned to cheat, he would do it behind your back. Well, guys aren't stupid, you know.
So if he looks at another woman in a certain way, and maybe should she tolerate that, or if she makes even a comment about her? Where do you draw the line?
I would say ignore it. Ignore it. When there is no audience, there is no show. And when you ignore this type of behavior and you kind of show that you didn't notice it, that's when he gets a little bit insecure and he starts being all over you on his tiptoes. Because he's like, what? I mean, I'm trying to make her jealous. I'm working my ass off to do it. And she's not jealous. Mm. What does she not care?
Okay.
You know, I need to step up my game, so she would start to care again. So it's, you know, it's, yeah.
She'd be like a little bit like an actor, like an actress a little bit. She's playing a different role.
Well, if he's bringing it on, if he's bringing on the game, well, bring on the game then. You know, I'm going to give you no reaction and see what happens next, you know.
Now, you also talk about women who kiss frogs just for the sake of kissing the frog. I hope anyone likes frogs as animals, but you're not talking about that, right?
No, I'm not. I'm referring here more to the doormats. It's like girls who are desperate to have a relationship for the sake of a relationship, you know, and they just take any guy that, you know, like we go on a first date and the guy goes, what are you looking for? And he just charms her a little bit. And she's like, oh, my God, I want to get married and I'm looking for kids and I want to marry you right now. You know, so it's like, it's basically what I'm talking about is girls, value and love yourself and just have some standards. You know, don't just go in a relationship just for the sake of pressure, of, you know, peer pressure or anything like that.
Right, but I think you're sort of referring to dating, like women who date a number of men, and they feel pressure to date different guys to find the right one. Are you saying like they should maybe take a break from dating sometimes, or date fewer men? What's your advice on that?
I think just have some standards, you know. Like, for example, if you want to date just for the fun of it, and if you have a lot of free time to do it, well, yes, of course, you can go out and do it and, you know, see lots of different guys. But if you have, let's say, goals, if you have a business, if you're, you know, if you're very busy, then it just doesn't make sense to waste your time on, you know, as I would say, you know, people that don't match you or that you're not going to have interesting conversation with. So I'm just saying, like, go for quality rather than quantity. Okay. You know,
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. And now, in terms of where you come from, Greta, where, you know, I know our listeners are curious. Have you gone through any like difficult relationships in your past, or any failures that helped you, you know, pretty much become who you are and help women?
So the reason I started this is just because I really got into personal development and I was always really interested to learn about the differences between guys and girls. Because my dad, for example, he is a very big alpha male, and I was always, and I am a very feminine woman. So I remember, like, we always had massive arguments. You know, he would tell me something and I would be so rebellious, and it was just, it never went, you know, it was really bad. And later on, I started reading all these books and I started understanding him, and it was just like an opening, you know. It made my relationship with my dad better. It made me understand guys more. It it just like put all the dots, or filled in all the, you know, the holes and stuff like that, whichever the expression is.
In terms of your relationship with men, I mean, have you learned something?
Relationship with men, I would say, obviously, I do everything what I preach, or I practice what I preach. That's the saying, like, I obviously apply everything. I would say I'm even more strict with myself than I am putting things online. And I would say the other thing I would like to say to girls who are listening to me now is that private life is the best when it's kept private. So, yeah, and I would just like to, you know, I practice what I preach. So this is what I would recommend. When you are asked about your private life and you want some saucy details, private life is the best when it's kept private. Full stop, you know?
Well, Greta, what is your greatest fear and how do you overcome it?
So when it comes to fears, I love being out of my comfort zone. The reason is because basically me doing this business is actually me being out of my comfort zone on so many levels because it's such a unique thing. And, you know, I do get a lot of haters and I get a lot
haters?
Of people who...
You're such a nice person. I mean, why would anyone want to hate on you?
I mean, I get a lot of girls who love me and who are obsessed with me and they're like thanking me every single day. And it's amazing. And I'm very grateful for it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, you know, I get people, you know, who do you think you are? And you're coaching girls how to be with guys. You're not a guy. How do you know? And so on. So for me to start this, what gave me a massive kick, like, I knew that I know the stuff because first I coached my friends and family and we have phenomenal relationships. But what gave me a massive kick is my sister got cancer and
I'm sorry to hear that.
Like a year ago, she passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
So I started doing it when she got so sick, you know, and it just made she had so many regrets on her deathbed. You know, she regretted her whole life. She was like, and she regretted it because she had fears before, you know, and I was just like, it just made me think, you know, like fear is not an option. Just go and do it. Life is too short. You're gonna die. And I basically, you know, basically saw her die, you know, so it's just like now it's my kick. And whenever I'm getting haters or when a fear comes along, I just remember this and I'm just like, no fear. Fear is not an option.
So what specific fear have you had? Have you had a fear of the haters or a fear of failure? What do you think?
I don't believe in fears, you know, and I try not to concentrate. If I ever have a fear, I don't think about it. I try not to concentrate on it because when you think of something that you don't like, it becomes bigger. And when you start getting more insecure and one fear will develop more fears. Instead of thinking about my fears, I would go and meditate or do some positive thinking or some positive affirmations. So it goes away and I'm just gonna go and do it.
Yeah, because here at Love University, we talk about, you know, transforming fear into faith or pain into power. So basically,
yes,
you know, taking
totally.
the elements that are negative, you know, and making them positive. But the other thing 100%. that's important is the idea of love. And, you know, Love University, we talk about love. I mean, in many ways, it could be loving yourself, loving others, loving a higher nature, maybe in a spiritual way. How important is love in your life, Greta, and how would you define love?
Okay, so I would say it's different types of love. Obviously, there is love for your family, gratitude. Like when it comes to your family, I think I describe love towards parents is like us giving back and, you know, cherishing them and taking care of them. Love between a partner, I would say it's love is of psychology, you know, I know it sounds a bit scientific, but I really believe that. And, yeah, that's how I would actually describe love.
Well, those are good ways. You know, I wrote the Three Secrets of Happiness book. And in that one, it's like a fable that this pompous psychiatrist goes to the mountain and meets this mystic who teaches him the three secrets of happiness. And you can say also love. And they are gratitude, which I think you mentioned, optimism, and forgiveness. You know, those are three very powerful elements, you know, three kind of internal traits. Because sometimes people think that happiness is external, where it's money or something else, or even love, which can be positive, but they're really internal. And I think this is a good message.
It's so internal.
You're trying to give women, I guess, a positive message of self-empowerment sounds like.
I am very positive with what I coach. You know, if, for example, girls usually come to me when we are mistreated, when we are taken for granted. And, you know, I never blame guys, because what is the point of that? You know, like, where are you going to get by blaming a guy? I'm here to coach a girl to change her so she starts to value herself, starts to love herself, and basically doesn't let people walk all over her. And when people when you don't let people walk all over you, this is when we start valuing you, respecting you, cherishing you, you know. And so, like, it all comes from within, and happiness is in you, and you are in charge of your own happiness, and you can make yourself happy, you know.
Let me ask you something, Greta. We have here a young man, my engineer Reggie, who's a very handsome young man, as you can see, and kind of a sensitive, kind of nice guys. Reggie, what do you think of this advice so far in terms of what she's given to the ladies?
I think it's a very, as they say, on point. Like, it makes sense, you know, kind of like about girls, kind of, I think it's true for guys too, kind of like, take ownership of whatever might be thrown their way, you know, or like, even so, like, instead of blaming others, like, oh, it's all the guys that are dated. Maybe there are things you could work on. And I think it's true, like I said, it's true for guys as well. Like, maybe it's like, it's not all the girls you did. It's maybe there are things you do need to work on.
Very good. Reggie, you're taking over my show right now. So, see, he's a many Dr. Alex, I think. I'm glad you enjoyed it. I mean, you know, from the male perspective, right? Because I'm sure you work with women, but, you know, you also help men in some ways too. Because if women are happier, men are happier.
Oh my God, men are happy. Guys, you know, basically guys fall in love. I mean, I would say for guys nowadays, it's quite difficult to fall in love because everything is on a plate. Everything is easy. You know, like, girls losing their emotional control all the time. They manipulate girls into it. And then they're like, oh my God, but I don't love her. You know, so it's much more difficult for guys to actually fall in love. And for a guy to fall in love, a girl actually needs to be high value, as I say.
Very good. And now, you mentioned sex, how to behave with a man after sex. So are you saying that men lose interest after sex sometimes? Or what is it that a woman needs to do after making love
basically
with a man?
I say, I rarely talk about sex. It's not my topic, you know, but I'm not a sex coach, you know, but it's after sex, usually, basically, during sex, girls release a lot of love hormone, which is called oxytocin, I think, and guys don't release as much. And girls get really attached after it. And a lot of guys know it, you know, because girls get very needy, you know, very insecure after it. And what I usually say to girls, like, because he doesn't release that much of it, just be exactly the same as you were before sex, you know, like, so don't do all the needy, just act exactly the same and let him kind of keep letting him take the lead and keep letting him pursue you. Don't start messaging like crazy. Like, for example, what guys do nowadays, they like after sex, be like, don't text the next day or don't text for the next 2 days, just to push the buttons and to see will she go crazy because she just had sex, so she's more attached than he is. And I usually just say to the girls, just wait it out, let him to message you first and act like nothing happened. And then he will be the one getting a bit like, did she not fall for me yet?
Okay. You know? So it's almost like you're saying it's almost like a game of chess where
it's a psychology, you know? Yes. And the thing is, in order for guys to fall in love, you need to know these little tricks because, as I said before, guys and girls have different love needs. So guys, love need, one of the most important one is uncertainty. And the girl is certainty. So if she's going to be chasing him after sex, she will be giving him too much certainty. And this is not his love need. You know, he needs to be kept a little bit on his toes.
Is uncertainty something that you want as a male?
Yes.
Well, I'm asking Reggie over here.
Oh, you're asking him. Sorry.
She's asking for Reggie. Come on.
This is just me, but I do like certainty very much.
Oh, okay.
Maybe that's just the kind of guy I am, but...
Okay, you like to know the woman cares about you if she does care about you?
I like it. Okay. That's true in most things, not just...
Okay, so you're more of a secure conjo. Okay, so maybe Reggie's a little bit different personality, Greta. What about a man that likes security? How would you do with
that? I can't talk for all the guys in the world. I'm just talking about majority, Yeah.
Okay, so you're a special case, Reggie. Okay, so let's say that, Greta, you want to give some tips to ladies.
And can I just say one more thing? Which man will admit that he likes uncertainty? I mean, like, which guy will say that I actually like to be kept on my toes a little bit in order for a girl to fall in love with me? He will be like, no, I like it when girls chase me. I like it when girls give, and then I take it, but I don't fall in love with these girls. Yeah, but it's nice. Thank you.
There's also a personality type. In the love types, we do talk about the spontaneous person, which... I mean, they like kind of like the mystery of things. They like to be spontaneous and kind of let things happen. And other people are like, Reggie, they're very security conscious, male or female.
Yeah, of course, not everyone's the same. Definitely. As I said, it's majority.
Right. But you say, women may be more security conscious in certain ways, and sometimes men are. But let's say, Greta, we have this this little secret here. We have, three secrets in this magic genie bottle that you can give women right now. To make a man crazy about you, or be in love with you to a high extent, what would be those three little secrets, those three little tips that a woman would want to know?
So I would say respect is very important in a relationship. Showing him that you trust him. So it's basically respect is like not letting him walk all over you. Setting the boundaries in a relationship in a light-hearted way. Trust is very important, showing him that you trust him. So without questioning him, without terrorizing him, where are you, who are you with, when you're coming back, without showing your insecurities, being secure and confident with yourself. And letting him pursue you and controlling your emotions. So I can't put it into three. It's really hard for me, It's like the whole high value thing that I coach. It's like when girls tell me, like, how do I make him fall in love with you, with me? Yes. I'm like, okay, well, you have to go and watch all of my videos 10 times.
That's a good marketing pitch, right? You say, hey, I got a lot of videos, right? And you can watch them.
Exactly. Yeah. It wasn't the plan, but that's what I actually said. Yeah.
So Greta, I mean, I know you've had some very top-selling videos and everything. Is there anything you're excited about right now? Any projects you're working on or in the future that you really want to talk to people about?
So I really want to do retreats sometime soon. Well, sometime soon, probably in half a year. But it's just because basically my followers are so all over the world, there's a lot of USA, Middle East, we are really all over the world. And so for me, the next step, I would love it. I would love to do a retreat.
You should come out to LA, to the beautiful sunshine and out here.
I'm planning actually to be in LA in August. So maybe we could organize something.
That would be nice. A fun event. We have the dating masquerade where people have masks on and then they meet based on personality types. So it's kind of a fun event. But we can talk about some of those things. And Greta, where can people get a hold of you? Any website or other places where they can see you?
So I would say the wisest thing to do for my followers or somebody who wants to follow me is to check out my YouTube channel, which is called Dating Coach. You just type in on YouTube Dating Coach and I will come up straight away. Or if you're a bit confused, you can type in Dating Coach Greta and I will come up and then you can check out my content, my tips.
Yes.
And obviously, if you want to book me as a coach, you can take it from there and get in contact.
Awesome. Yeah. So that's a wonderful way to reach people through YouTube. Greta, it's been an amazing pleasure. I mean, talking to you and that, you're so far away. Through thousands of miles, but you seem like you're right here with us. You're kind of like almost like an entity, right? That's here right now. And we can
sense the power of internet, right? It's amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And so here at Love University, if anyone wants to get a hold of us and anybody wants to be a guest or talk about the show today or any questions, you can reach us at loveuniversity.love, at also lovetype4u@aol.com. That's LOVETYPE, the number 4, letter U at AOL.com. And also call us at 310-226-8090. So Greta, it's been a wonderful time with you today. And
thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, keep pursuing that wonderful love journey. That's amazing. And again, Love University. Until next time, we're now in recess. Put away your pens and pencils and notebooks, and we'll see you next time.